My jam. All things E. The web, social media, and digital spaces are not what they once were, and trying to get your business to dominate client attention requires a new strategy and tools. Many management teams are in a panic about this. So what has impacted South African businesses the most? This is a very good question, and I am almost very certain your web marketing team doesn't know. I have listed below, because I am helpful like that, the key shifts that require a new business strategy in 2026, and it is these that I can help a company with. The disruption of search. It's not the same anymore. Traditional search engine optimization, SEO, the process of ranking blue links, has evolved into generative engine optimization, GEO, and answer engine optimization, AEO. This requires a certain type of expert to prepare a strategy and instruct web designers on what to do. This is something I offer. Direct answers. With Google's AI overviews and assistants like Search GPT, users increasingly receive summarized answers directly on the search page, leading to a zero-click environment where being a cited source is more valuable than just providing a link. This has resulted in a significant loss in website traffic for a lot of businesses. How do you get your business featured on Direct Answers? You chat to me. Search everywhere. Just like when you have lost your car keys or wedding ring, South Africans are turning to platforms like TikTok, YouTube, and Reddit as primary search engines for product discovery and how-to advice, often bypassing Google. Google is not happy about this, of course, and will respond in the future with some new ideas. For now, an all-inclusive and consistent plan requires very careful planning and implementation. This is also something I help my clients with. The evolution of social media. Social media has transcended its role as just a social or promotional channel. It has become a vital layer of business trust and a search-first discovery engine. If you don't have social media, you're not trusted. It's that simple. Getting featured on platforms is not good enough. The content has to be on brand and instill confidence. I help clients with this. Authenticity over polish. Wax on, wax off does not work anymore, Mr. Miyagi. Consumers are developing AI blindness, tending to overlook overly polished corporate content. In 2026, genuine behind-the-scenes and human-led content, such as founder stories, will be more effective at fostering trust. You literally need to show some cracks and dust. Commerce. The line between liking and buying has disappeared. Platforms like TikTok Shop and Instagram Shop enable seamless in-app purchases, collapsing traditional sales funnels into single short-form videos. I am a digital architect and can help implement solutions for online and in-store. Virtual and brick-and-mortar, a privacy-first era. Well, that's the goal anyway. The era of digital stalking has concluded with the decline of third-party cookies. Protecting client, colleague, and supplier information is not only an ethical consideration, but also a legal one. I help with solutions for data as well as policy development. First-party data gold rush. Businesses must now focus on data they collect directly from users, first-party data. This requires some tweaking of old systems, including your website, as well as how information is shared and stored with business teams. The trick that many marketing gurus are needing to grapple with is something I have been doing for years already, working on value exchange strategies and offering tangible benefits, like specialized tools or guides, in return for user consent and information. Emergence of agentic AI. In 2026, AI has transitioned from being seen as a shiny new tool to an integrated operating system. Fortunately, still not yet self-aware. Autonomous agents. Unlike traditional tools that require step-by-step commands, agentic AI can autonomously plan and execute complex workflows, such as managing an entire email sequence or optimizing ad spend across various platforms.